The legislature quietly changed Alaska's Ocean Ranger program before it adjourned. The change avoided much of the controversy a similar attempt brought 2 years before. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Voters created the Ocean Rangers program in 2006 when they passed a citizens' initiative to regulate and tax cruise ships. It funded about 30 trained environmental monitors who were placed aboard the ships. Their job is to keep an eye on wastewater, air quality, food safety, and other possible problem areas. Lawmakers in 2007 debated qualifications of the rangers themselves, but they ultimately left the language as is until this year. Lynn Kent is director of the State Division of Water.
Under the prior law, Ocean Rangers had to be a Coast Guard licensed marine engineer. And under this change, which is actually a pretty minor change in terms of wording, it allows the Ocean Rangers to also be either a marine engineer licensed by the United States Coast Guard or a person who holds a degree in marine safety and environmental protection or an equivalent course of study approved by the department from an accredited maritime educational institution.
The change was added to an air quality grant bill just a few days before lawmakers adjourned, and it passed without opposition or significant debate. It will take effect once it's signed by the governor. But backers of the original measure say it was no sleight of hand. Juneau attorney Joe Geldof is an author of the voter-approved Ranger Rules. He says he reviewed the change before it passed and determined it maintained the program's integrity.
This is a narrow, almost technical change that allows a few people who are living in Alaska who have gone to a maritime academy, have extensive background, but are not licensed marine engineers, but in all other regards are fully capable of serving as an ocean ranger to apply and possibly be part of the Ocean Ranger program to protect our waters.
The change does not include a residency requirement, which would not stand up in court. But backers say they hope it will make it easier for more Alaskans to work as onboard environmental monitors. Cruise ship program manager Denise Koch says only one of the state's 32 ocean rangers is a resident. Two more applicants meet the old qualifications, and the program is trying to recruit more people in state. Koch says it's unclear whether the new law's broader qualifications will make a difference.
We know of one Alaskan who has a degree in marine safety and environmental protection. So there is that one extra person that could qualify. We're not sure yet how many other Alaskans will have this sort of degree.
In fact, officials say inquiries from that one person led to the legislative change. A report from last year's season shows rangers filed thousands of reports and only a small number included problems on board the ships. Some of those involved petroleum products, wastewater, boilers, health and safety. None required enforcement actions. Still, Koch says their presence was needed.
I do think that the Ocean Rangers' presence still is a success because they can assure the Alaska public that nothing largely untoward or illegal is happening on board these ships.
The state spends about $4 million a year on the Ocean Rangers program. The money comes from a fee charged cruise ship passengers, and most of it goes to a contract with Crowley Marine Services, a Florida corporation that manages the Rangers program. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.